Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. A fine good morning, Mary.
And top of the morning to you, Jonathan.
And top of the morning indeed. Well, Marie, here we go.
Oh, it's Cocktail Monday.
It is indeed Cocktail Monday. You have Cocktail One in front of you.
I do.
I dare you to take a sip.
I'm sniffing it first.
A wise decision. Always best to sniff.
A little bit of gin in there.
Mm-hmm.
And something that's going to make it that nice ruddy color. A little bit of bitters.
Bitters are in there.
And a little bit of maybe vermouth.
Red vermouth. Yep. Good job. Lime, bitters, red vermouth. The Spanish Marisol, which I like very much.
Yeah.
And Ungava gin from Canada.
Oh, my goodness. Canadian gin?
Canadian gin.
Have I had this before? I don't think so.
It's from northern Quebec. It's really quite good, I think.
It's really fragrant.
Yes, it is.
I like that because when I smell it, I sense that there's going to be a tiny bit of sweetness, but there is no sweetness. I like the sour at the end, and it feels light, even though I know it's not really. What's the name of this cocktail?
The name of this cocktail is the Norman Conquest. And the reason it's called that is it was invented right around the time when Jesse Norman died. We were thinking we just wanted something to drink.
So you invented this?
We did. It was invented right around the time when she passed. And we are all fans. We were all sitting around.
Yeah.
And we were all fans of Jesse Norman. And we thought, we need a cocktail. And by gosh, this was invented. And she was such a great musician.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Powerful.
Yeah, exactly so. A powerful musician and a powerful voice.
Yes. Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Let's move on to Cocktail Deux. It does pack a punch.
It do indeed.
Mm-hmm. This is a fall cocktail. It's going to warm you up.
Applejack also?
Good job. There's actually apple brandy from Quebec in there.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Brandy, Applejack.
Cointreau.
Grand Marnier.
Wow.
You are killing it tonight. So this is an old and new world fashioned. So this is a bit of bourbon, some brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Marnier, a bit of Quebecois apple brandy, a bit of bitters, and that's basically it.
That's funny. The bourbon, you know, it was kind of floating around up there, a little bit of smoky richness.
Exactly.
Interesting.
You could have added some sugar to it, I suppose, but it's kind of nice. You don't need much of it. Just a little bit goes a very long way, I think.
Yeah, I think about sometimes like when I do an old fashioned or I do a Manhattan that I put a little bit of the cherry juice in and that to just give it a smidgen.
That would lighten this up a little bit too and maybe make it a little bit less dangerous, I guess. Yeah. An old fashioned would mix some sugar in there. You could do that. You could also mix some orange in there without any issue
orange
at all.
Orange would be very nice. Even just a little orange peel.
Right.
Yeah, and you could put it on the rocks.
Absolutely.
You could serve it with the rocks. The first time I ever went to Montreal, it was in the first week of December, maybe the second week of December. We drove up and it snowed overnight. And within a few days, we had a day where the high was 6 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
Well, I like playing with the old fashioned. And it's nice to mix different types of spirits in the same cocktail, which I thought was sort of an interesting thing to do. And the brandy is so dominant. But the bourbon sort of smooths things out. The Grand Marnier is always nice. This is a nice little sipping fireplace
cocktail. What are you calling this? The new old fashioned?
The old and new world fashioned.
Old and new world fashioned. Very nice. You have been quite creative.
I'm a busy guy.
I tell you.
I'm a busy guy making cocktails
your life.
For you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for indulging me.
Thank you for indulging me.
We'll put these on the website. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.